Good afternoon. I'm Hunter Landon with the WBOC News Update. Hurricane Erin is off our coast at this hour, and it's bringing flooding to low-lying areas. Red flags are up at area beaches, meaning no one is allowed in the water. WBOC's Kyle Orens is in Ocean City.
The town, talking with them earlier, their number one concern is people trying to get into the ocean today. They're worried about that, and they're going to be worried about flooding as we move towards high tide later on tonight. It's going to take place around 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Our Kyle Orens will be live from Ocean City with an updated look at conditions tonight on WBOC-TV for the news at 6. Keep the WBOC News and weather apps handy as we continue to deal with Erin's impact into the overnight. A Salisbury man has died in a shooting in Howard County, Maryland. Police there say 39-year-old Leon Grant Jr. was found dead in a car near the Meriwether Post Pavilion in Columbia. Investigators say a man walked up to Grant as he was getting in the car and shot him at close range. There are no details on a suspect. Police say they believe it was a targeted incident. And a pedestrian has died after a hit-and-run crash near Felton earlier this month. Delaware State Police now say charges are pending. The crash happened on August 1st on Sandtown Road. The victim, 24-year-old Evan Young from Centerville, Maryland, was walking on the road at the time. He was taken to a hospital, but last week died from his injuries. Have a good afternoon and a safe drive home. I'm Hunter Landon for WBOC News.